Hey, I'm trying to speak with Mr. William Rodriguez.
This I speak.
I'm sorry, your voice is breaking up. Is this William?
Yes, this I'm speaking. How can I help you?
Okay, William, how are you doing today? This is Rick with Hoffman Mazer. I think you visited our website today and left an inquiry, and I think you were looking for a mobile application development company, if that rings any bells.
Yes.
All right, how are you doing? How's the day
Good
coming
on
on?
yourself?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. So, William, is it still a good time, or am I interrupting with something?
I'm currently driving to a meeting, so we have about 19 minutes. I don't know if that's long enough or you need something a little bit
Okay,
longer.
thank you for the heads up. I'll try and make this work. Okay, so I just wanted to have a quick, kind of, I just wanted to make your acquaintance over this call and see what you were actually looking for. I do see a website that's connected to your email that you left on the inquiry that says Dynamic Elevator Control. Is that the company
Correct.
that we are talking about today?
That is correct.
Okay. And you mentioned that you're looking to replicate the ticketing system you have on the website.
Yes, but it's not on the website. It's an app that I have.
Okay, does that work similar to the ticket system that's on the website too?
Yeah, they work in conjunction.
Okay, I see. So tell me about it. What are we trying to accomplish with replicating the app? I mean, what is the purpose? And how can we help you with it?
So the app was created by a friend of mine that obviously paid for it, but he doesn't have much time with his full-time job. And I'm trying to basically find a company that's gonna either A, completely take over, or B, redo it from scratch to make it functional, because I don't know much about coding. In a sense, I don't know if you can take over his code and then that way you build it from there, or better off just building it from scratch. But basically, this is a ticketing system that our mechanics have signatures. They write on it so that clients can sign. And we also have a website portal that syncs with our ticketing system, so our clients can log in and see multiple things.
Right.
So,
And does the app
and
have on
I
the app
can,
stores as well?
that, yes, I have it on the App Store.
Okay, both the Android and the iOS, right?
We only have Android, not iOS.
Okay, I see. So, deciding whether you want to start from scratch or you want us to take over from where your friend left off, that is entirely your decision, unless, of course, you say you don't own the code. Given that it was done by your friend, or unless you don't have any credentials to for us to access whatever's already built. So I see that the website's built on WordPress, right? And do you need some work on the web application as well, or is it just going to be the mobile app that we need to work on?
Well, I mean, later, depending how we do this, we will have to do the website. But if you go, so that website is fine. But if you go to the one on the side that says like log in, or something
Click here.
similar, if
The
you
one that
click that,
comes up
it'll
when you
send
click
you to,
on ticket system, right?
it'll send you to somewhere else that that goes into Azure, which is hosting that web portal.
Right.
That's synced with our ticketing system, which is also synced to QuickBooks, but he hasn't been able to get it to function correctly with QuickBooks.
I see. Okay. So do you have like a demo credential or like a test user credential that you can provide me so I can log in and look around and see what's going on behind this login screen?
Not at the moment, but I can create one. But I'm currently driving, so but I
I
can
really
create one and show you both the web, the online and the website.
Okay, and you're telling me that right now this WordPress, this Azure website, this web application is currently synced to the mobile application, and
That
that's
is
one.
correct.
Okay. Well, I think we should be able to take over from your friend left off, unless there are any kind of bottlenecks that we'll of course let you know before we give you a direction on how to proceed with this. I think I'd need to see what's going on behind this login screen. So, can you, by any chance, create those credentials for me after you're done driving today, or I mean, can we recircle on this tomorrow?
Yeah, we can definitely recircle tomorrow because I'm sorry, going to be pretty late. I have a, after driving, I have a meeting because I'm driving to a meeting. So I don't know when I'll finish the meeting, but we can definitely circle out tomorrow and I'll create temporary accesses so that you can look at both the app and the web portal. Aside from the web portal, I don't think it's too difficult because the only thing that really syncs from the app is the tickets themselves, so it's mostly the text. But the main problem, honestly, right now, which is why the reason why I'm also looking for someone else, you know, I don't want to end the relationship, but I've had problems where our tickets are disappearing. So right now our process is it saves into a local file in a phone. So we have multiple phones, specifically S22s. And then from there, it after a minute or two, it'll try to connect to the online server, and then it'll sync, and then it'll send those offline tickets to the online. But most of the tickets that I'm creating are being erased even before going offline. It's like if it never got registered. You know, I submitted it, but it never gets registered. And we haven't been able to find what the problem is, so that's really one of the main reasons, because it's creating quite a bit of issues on my, and I can't really keep waiting for him to try to either A, figure it out, or have time to, you know, do it.
That either sounds like a problem with the, that sounds like a bug with the database that's connected, or the, you know, the transfer protocol between, you know, the app and the server. But we look at it. I think we can go through it, and I can let you know what's going on and what would we need to fix this. As far as the app is concerned, I mean, is there a reason why you don't have an iOS app yet, or is it just that you wanted to have an Android first, and then once that's settled, you wanted to go for the iOS?
Well, the right now, all of our mechanics use, we provide them phones, and we provide them Samsungs, which is Android. That's really the main reason, because only only our techs use it. Later on, I did want to create an app for our clients to be able to access it and have the same, you know, basically create two apps with two different, depending on the access code. A client doesn't need all the information that the technicians do, so it'll be a dumbed-down version. So it really depends, right? But right now I'm trying to focus on our techs to make sure that everything is working smoothly before I want to focus on doing an app for our clients, which then I would need both Android and iOS.
Right, that makes perfect sense. So, William, let's do this. I want to make sure you drive safe as well, and, you know, you have your meeting coming up as well. So what we could do is, you know, in the meantime, we could connect for tomorrow. I mean, if you have some time tomorrow, you could give me some times and we can connect. What times tomorrow can we recircle on this?
I have a thing in the morning, so in the afternoon after 12, that would be great.
And you're in the East Coast, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, perfect. Then I think I'll try and touch base with you sometime in the afternoon. And in any case, I'll leave you an email today before the day end. I think I have your email on the file as well. Let me just confirm that real quick. That's William. One thing that I wanted to confirm, you know, your name as well as your email both have like an N at the end instead of M.
That is correct.
Okay, and that's correct, right? Okay. So William at Dynamic Elevator Control is the email that I have, and I'll be sending you an NDA that you may optionally sign. If you don't want to do it, that's all right as well. But, you know, before we log into your back end and before we look at this together, probably over a Zoom call tomorrow, where if you could screen share or we could go through this together, if you want to sign the NDA, that's good. But otherwise, that's not compulsory. And then along with that, I'll send you our company profile as well, just to have you better acquainted with what we do and, you know, what kind of tech stack we work with and the portfolio and everything. Is there anything else that you would need from our side, by the way, before tomorrow?
No, I mean, after you guys can take a look at it and see if we can, one, take over from scratch, or two, you know, I have, this app is not done in a way. Like, I keep thinking of new ideas and new improvements. Uh-huh. So I don't know. I've never really looked at a company that does web development. I've had I've had my friend for a couple of years that he does it for me. So I don't know what the regular rates of charging is. To be really frank with you, I'm getting quotes from multiple people because I, for me, this is kind of new. You know, I took coding classes and I sort of understand, but I'm not a coder, you know, so I can't really do what he does.
Right. So the per hour rate, I mean, we work on fixed price projects, and how we work is we give you like a, you know, fixed scope. We decide a fixed scope together. We put it down in writing, and to that we give you, against that we give you a pricing that's going to stay fixed until the end of the project, until the full scope is delivered, unless of course we decide to change gears over time, you know, between the project and you know, change the scope. The price with us remains fixed. And that, of course, is derived from a man-hour rate, and that usually depends on the technology we're talking about. So, for example, if you talk about React Native, and more importantly, if you're looking for an onshore development team versus offshore, that can also make a lot of difference. So is there some kind of a preference with that as well, or do you want to stick to, or do you, are you open to, you know, going onshore or offshore, you know, in either cases?
I don't have a much of a preference. The only reason why I would probably want it onshore is so that, safety wise, there's not really any information there, at least right now, that matters. My only problem is I want to make sure I have someone to reach out. That's really the biggest issue I have, where, you know, I can't sometimes get in touch with them and I have bugs and issues and it just doesn't, you know, he doesn't have time or whatever the case may be. So I need to have someone that's available and be ready for me. Like, okay, yeah, this is the issue. Okay, we're working on it. And not take, you know, 5 months or whatever it is to try to fix it. Because this app is becoming a core in my business. So I can't have it just doing random things, you know.
Now, I'm with you on that. And one thing that I can assure you right off the bat, even before we get into the details of the scope of work, is that we offer 24-hour support. So when I say 24 hours, you get a project manager within your time zone. So since you're based in the East Coast, I'll probably assign a team, hopefully when we get to work together, it's going to be either from our Chicago office or it's going to be from our New York office. I myself, I'm based in California, and that's our third office here. But we'll assign you someone within your zone. And then, you know, after the hours of the project manager, you have someone attending you in the after hours as well. So if there's an emergency or, you know, there's any kind of a bug fix that needs to be done overnight, we will be, you know, we will have the team available for that as well. But I'll get into more details about that when we get a better chance to speak tomorrow. But that's one thing that you wouldn't have to worry about, at least with us. And, you know, we put that in writing as well, that you get a 24/7 support. You know, even after the work and the project has been completed, and if you'd like to retain us for maintenance as well.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
All right, William. So once again, you drive safe. I'll let you go for now, and tomorrow in the afternoon, I'll try and call you. In the meantime, I'll send you an email as well. All right?
Perfect. If I create the account beforehand, I'll make sure to send that over to you so you have an idea of how the app works, and yeah.
That'd be even, you know, better. I mean, if you could just reply back to my email, which I'll be sending you before the end of the day, and you could put in the credentials, if that's okay with you, if it's convenient, I think that'd be better, because I'll go through this with my team as well, if you allow, and that way I'll be better prepared for tomorrow's call. All right?
Yeah, no problem. I don't have anything back-end, to be honest with you. I've always trusted them to do that, so I'll probably have to get access to the back-end, but I can give you access right off the bat to the front, and you can look how the app, you know, functions, and I don't know what other investigation you can do front-end anyway.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, I think that should suffice, and I'll get back to you by email now, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a nice day.
All right, you have a great day. Bye.
No, you're welcome. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.